Style will come across to a lot of people as spoiling my little one. I know that I was having a dialogue about that with somebody that was opinionated about it, about the fact that, hey, listen, when my little one gets hot, I know this about her, okay? Certain things. She can be in the heat all day. I put my money on her. If there's a pool, if there's a beach, and maybe Disney World. But even then, she taps out at lunchtime. Like, she needs, like, a halftime break. But overall, if it's something she wants to do that she enjoys and there's water nearby, more than likely, she's going to be trooping it all day. She'll be there all day and night near the water. That's how much my girl loves being outdoors near the beach, near the water. But when it came to a situation of her going to a farmer's market and picking out pumpkins, while it was a good experience, you know, I noticed right away, I was like, oh, she's going to go ahead and get hot really quickly. And I know how she gets, man. She starts shutting down. She just starts like, man, all the focus is on her being hot. And in a roundabout way, someone was being real nice to me about, hey, man, you know, hey, you got to strain these kids out, man. You got to do what you got to. You got to make them toughen up. And yeah, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that part of me should be a little bit tougher. But I come from a mindset of not forcing my kid to do something they don't want to do. There are certain things that they're going to be forced to do, like schoolwork, being cleaning up the rooms, brushing their teeth, showering. You already have enough of a list, right? So I come from a mindset that, hey, they already got enough on their plate. They already got things to do. If they don't want to be somewhere because I think it's enjoyable and they're not finding it enjoyable, I'm not going to be there. Why would I be there? Because at the end of the day, it's, as a parent, I feel my responsibility is to go ahead and make sure my little one has a good time. You gotta understand this about me. I only have my daughter half her life, as close to 50-50 as I can, meaning that for a kid that you have for 10 years, I basically only had her for 5. Well, obviously, the first 3 years I was with her, but the last 7, that's been really 3.5 years I've been with her, because I don't get to spend every day with her anymore. So looking back at my experiences growing up as a kid, I try to provide the love and the attention that I never got as a kid. That's it. As parents, I believe you're trying to fix a lot of the wrongs you've experienced. And for me, it was, I felt there was a level of neglect, emotional neglect, support. There was a neglect of acceptance of who I am, and not feeling like my own family was awesome and into whatever it is that I was into. And it is. I'm not saying all of us were not into one another. But my whole point being was that when I became a parent, I said to myself, I'm not going to repeat that at all. I'm going to go ahead and be the dad that I wish I had, be the mom that I wish I had, loving, nurturing, listen to them, have them have a take on what they want to do and not to do. Because we all know how it felt to be a kid, like not to want to do things that you didn't want to do. It's like, fuck, I don't want to be here. Fuck, I don't want to deal with this. No, fuck. So I try to be very delicate about that. Once you get a little bit older, I think once she gets into high school level, then you can start feeding a little bit into that, right? You can start, because they have a little more tolerance. You could just give them electronics or whatever it is. But at this stage, still being 10 years old, I know her tolerance level. She's not going to enjoy being in a pumpkin patch, jumping on. Hey, what's the first thing she told me? Hey, oh, my hands hurt. They're scratching all over my hand. But she tried it, though. It wasn't her thing. So when I see that, I'm like, okay, I'll check out. But, you know, everybody has their own parenting style, right? And there's nothing that we can say to one another that would justify. Obviously, if you hit your kids or not hit your kids, verbally abuse your kids, those are things that I think a lot of parents can generally agree or disagree on. But as far as how you treat your kid, that is definitely a subjective answer. And I look at it from a standpoint when it comes to my parenting style as one where I am going to make sure that my daughter knew every step of the way she was loved, She was supported. She was understood. She's not going to disrespect me, meaning talking out of school or just having certain behaviors that she knows are not acceptable to me. And respect. And those are things that, as a parent, if those are the baselines of expectations that I have, and obviously doing the best that she can in school because she has to deal with it until she's 18, then it's that's all I care about. And of course, just her feeling that at the end of the day, dad was there every step of the way, dad was loving, dad cared for me, for my feelings, so on and so forth, right? So those are things that I guess for me and in my world and my thought process, that's what makes me a parent. I don't know if I'm a good parent or not, but the one thing I don't care about is other people's opinions about how I parent. They can say it, you know, like my girl tells me, I cater to my daughter. I drop everything for her. I'm like, yeah, I do. I'm not going to sit here because you know what? When I was a kid, no one did that for me. And you know what? No one knows how it feels to not be catered to not be given stuff, to not feel like you're part of the love. No one knows that, only but me, right? So I do it my way. And it feels like it's a good place of balance. It's a good place of enjoyment. And I don't know. I just, it's interesting to just see how people get so, very strict about how they parent, right? And I understand it. I think for me, and I've said this many, many times to people, I've said this, that I know it's because I only have an only child. I'm sure if I had two or three, I'd be more on the military style, because there's no way you can have a lot of kids without structure. The closest experience I've had was summer camp counselor back in college. There's no way you can keep 20 to 30 kids on the same page unless you're running a tight ship. So I get that. And especially if you're living with them every day and they have little nuances and things they like to do and not to do. I get that. But I always find it fascinating when people just are very passionate about their parenting style, you know, very into it. And I totally don't knock it. You know, I think for me, it's understanding that everyone has their own visions and their own experiences growing up. So, you know, there's some people out there that I've talked to that wish their parents were more strict. I've talked to people that wish their parents were more supportive. So there's a myriad of how people wanted to be parented. My daughter may come back and say what I said, meaning she may, you know, I wish you were harder on me because I wouldn't have gotten into trouble. Whatever things that her path and journey of life, she'll give me feedback at the end of the day and she'll make her adjustments if she decides to have kids, if she decides to be a mom. And those are things that for me, I look at and I don't know what to make of my parenting. I know that I'm following my gut. I'm following what I want to feel and experience and to enjoy in parenting, which is a balance of teaching her about life, teaching her about how she should feel and all these different things. You know, how she should go about thinking of the world. I'm always having to straighten her out with her feelings and how she thinks about things and how a better perception, how to handle problems, and always giving her love, even though she throws an elbow in my face all the time when I try to kiss her in the morning, even though she doesn't want me doing her hair anymore or picking out her outfits anymore. Like, she doesn't, in a way, she just wants girls to go ahead and take care of her and let dad just be the one cutting the check. I guess that's fine with me, but at the end, I gotta make sure that I sleep good at night doing what I feel needs to be done. And for me, doing what I have to do is being a good parent. And whatever my definition of it, being attentive to my daughter's needs, and if that comes across being spoiled, oh well. It comes across. It comes across her running the show, oh well. Blame it on my upbringing. I don't fucking care. It's like one of those deals that's not going to stop me. You know, like, there's some lessons that she needs to learn, of course. But at the same time, I'm not worried about the judgment of other people. And that's a beautiful thing about it. And I'm so thankful that I don't get defensive or jaded about it. It's more of, okay, you think that way, good for you. It doesn't bother me because at the end, you're not in my heart. You're not making my decisions. You're not having any input into anything other than what you see from the outside. So good for you. You know, you don't know my love for my little one. you may think, but no, you don't understand. You don't understand my upbringing. I don't understand yours. So I understand that. Cool. So I always look at that too, you know, because everybody parents differently. You know, everybody's got their own thing and their nuances and how they want to go about in a parenting world. And that's who the fuck cares? You know, you do you, as long as your kid doesn't come out like a mass murderer or a rapist or something like that, then there's nothing to be worried about. You know, like, as long as they come out good, they want to be the greatest school teacher, they want to be whatever it is, mechanics, whatever it is, do it. You know, it's your life, you do it, have fun. But I know for myself anyway, when it comes to being a parent and whether or not I coddle my kid or spoil them, I think there's a balance. And of course, a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's my only child. So maybe that's the only child syndrome. I don't know. That's where they talk about it. Sure. But when I don't have other options, I don't have other kids and other tribes and things like that, then it's obviously a little bit different. And I hope people, when they get in that mindset of judging other people and how they parent, it always goes back to what I listened to before, Walter McCovey shit. You know, just being able to just not understand the bigger picture of somebody. We need to be more supportive of that. Like, we don't know what people are going through. That's why I always fray. That's the only time I talk my shit here and I walk away, you know. But when I'm in the trenches with people, I don't really go into it. I don't really talk about anything that to anybody that's going to cause them any harm and any sad feelings about it. So I'm proud of myself in the sense that I can go ahead and be a person that can accept someone's opinion without getting to me. And that's something that I pride myself, because other people can't do that, unfortunately. You know, other people are not built that way. And it's a shame, because at the end of the day, you know, we all want to be honest. We all have to be receptive to what other people feel and what they experience, right? And I guess for me, man, when it comes to that world of opinions and how people think of your parenting style and what you should do and shouldn't do, I'm like, you know what? I don't fucking care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what... I just don't care, you know? And because at the end, I have to sleep at night making my decisions, not you, not the other person. And I don't care. And I always go back to this. I'll leave with this. I always want to go back to... At the end, when my daughter's 35 years old and she's lived her life her own, I want to be able to talk to her and say, hey, was I loving enough? Was I considerate of your feelings? Did I provide a proper balance of trying to teach you things but also give you the love and support, you know, that I wish I had? Did you feel that you were loved and supported and cared for and considered in every decision or many decisions? You know, were you... And those are the things that's the feedback I'm looking forward to down the line, because that's going to let me know how good of a job in parenting I've done. So ultimately, that's what I'm striving for. And whether or not people get on board with it or not, people have judgment about it or not, I don't give a fuck. You can do it.